Hi everyone, today we're reading from John chapter 21, verses 15 through 19. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." So in yesterday's passage, we talked about how, you know, Jesus' disciples were fishing, right? They caught nothing, but they see Jesus and Jesus has breakfast with them. And so they finish this breakfast and it comes to this conversation between Jesus and Peter. And just like all the conversations of Jesus in John, they're kind of interesting. And so basically the same thing happens three times. Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Peter answers three times, "Yes." And then three times Jesus says, "Feed my sheep," or "Tend to my sheep." Now, this one, again, it's kind of a strange and cryptic conversation, but I think we'll see that there's actually a lot of meaning behind this encounter. And so when Jesus asked Peter this three times, I don't think Jesus didn't know. I'm pretty sure Jesus doesn't need to ask Peter, "Do you love me?" three times, because he's God. He already knows that Peter loves him, or he would know these things. And that's what Peter says, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Like, why are you asking me this over and over again?" So why would Jesus ask him this? It's not for Jesus' sake that Jesus asked this question. It's for Peter's sake. Jesus already knows Peter's heart, but he asked him these questions because he wants Peter to know that he loves Jesus. And I think this is where it's important to recognize where Peter is, right? And in all the Gospels, we talked about how Peter denies Jesus three times. That number might have some meaning, huh? And so, but you look even before Peter's denials, Peter was fiercely loyal to Jesus. He declares that Jesus is the Christ. He's the one who walked on water with Jesus. He's the one who pulled out his sword and cut off someone's ear in defense of Jesus, right? And in those accounts of the gospel, when Jesus tells him he's going to deny him three times, Peter's like, "No way, I'll never do it. Even if all fall away, I will never do that," right? Peter's adamant he'll never deny Jesus. And then we all know what happens. Peter denies Jesus. Peter fails miserably. After those years of following Jesus, learning and serving under him, and proclaiming so adamantly and so fiercely he would never fall away, he fails. Three times he denies he had anything to do with Jesus. And just think, as fiercely and strongly that he proclaimed to be loyal to Jesus in those passages in the Gospels, he just as fiercely and strongly denies he even knows who Jesus is. This is an epic, epic failure here. And the second it happens too, Peter knows it, right? He heard the rooster crowing and his heart probably just sank. And he's like weeping because of his failure in the Gospels. Remember all of that and bring that to the scene here in John. The disciples had gone fishing. Why? Peter's idea, right? "I'm going to go fishing," and then just go fishing, right? He's already failed and now he's kind of backsliding. Jesus encounters them, has breakfast with them. And what Jesus is doing here is he's restoring Peter back to himself. "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" And Peter has to say, "Yes. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you." Not because Jesus needs to hear it, but because Peter needs to hear it. Peter needs to know that he himself loves Jesus. And in doing this, Jesus is restoring Peter's heart. But Jesus doesn't just say, "Yes, you love me." He says, "Feed my sheep." What Jesus is doing is he's taking this man who was this epic, epic failure, like terrible failure. And Jesus wants to use him for his kingdom. He says, follow me. Follow me. We are all, in a sense, like Peter, because we've all failed. Right? We've all failed to follow God. Even if we know Jesus, have a relationship with him, you know, at this point of the year, maybe all the resolutions you had to grow in Jesus, you've failed on them already. You dropped them already. But even then, Jesus wants to restore us. He wants us to know that he loves us, and he wants us to know that we love him. He wants to bring our hearts back to him. But it's not just being in a good relationship per se. Jesus wants to use us as well. Jesus wants to take the failures of the world and use them to be like, to display the grace and the goodness of Jesus. And I think that's the good work Jesus wants to do in my heart, in my life. And I think that's what he wants to do in all of our lives as well. So let's pray. Let's pray for hearts that will continually be restored to love Jesus. And let's pray that we will follow it. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you for this word. And we thank you that you are a God of grace. That you take people who are failures and you use them for your kingdom. We see here the great failures of Peter, but we recognize that as you restored him, you used him for your kingdom to establish your church. And we believe that's what you want to do through people like us. Even though we may be so sinful or fallible or failed so many times, you want to restore us again and again. And you invite us to follow you. And I pray that as a church, we will follow you, Jesus. Help us, God. Bless us, God. We thank you for your love and your grace in our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.